talking a little medicine this morning, how to proactively manage your heart health from home. People are home a lot. We've heard that people aren't visiting their doctors as they should because maybe of fear, or they just don't go out. And you know, those that have chronic issues may need to do some things to keep themselves in shape. And one of those might have to do with your high blood pressure. And here to help us talk about that is Dr. Jennifer Caudill, board-certified family medicine physician. Dr. Jen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. Some folks, though, some need a little help. So let's get them some help this morning. And one of the things we want to talk about, I guess, is with high blood pressure, but it's also very prevalent in some minority communities. Tell me a little about why and what the studies have found out.
Absolutely. Well, you're exactly right about that. There is a higher prevalence of high blood pressure in amongst the Black population. There are a number of reasons for this, but some of them include things like genetic factors, a higher sensitivity to salt, and even a difference in how some African Americans respond to antihypertensives or blood pressure medications. You know, the most important thing here is that we really focus on making sure our blood pressure is controlled, because you know, uncontrolled blood pressure can lead to an increase in heart attack or stroke, and that's why a holistic approach to heart health is important.
Well, we know diet and exercise can kind of lead from that. What are some of the other things we might be able to do from home, if not those as well?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right about that. Diet and exercise literally are at the top of our list. Obviously, keeping that refrigerator stocked with healthy fruits and vegetables, getting outside to get some exercise, even though we're getting into the winter time. But also, you know, there are other things we can do as well. I think a lot of people don't think about over-the-counter medications they might be taking as potentially playing a role in their overall health. I recommend, you know, really taking stock of your medicine cabinet, because interestingly enough, there are some over-the-counter pain medications that can either increase your blood pressure or may interact with your blood pressure medications. You know, a lot of people don't know that. Tylenol, however, you know, as an example, Tylenol is the number one doctor-recommended pain reliever for those with high blood pressure. You know, it is that because Tylenol doesn't raise blood pressure or interact with high blood pressure medications the same way that other over-the-counter medications can. So that's really important to keep in mind, and as part of this holistic approach, not only doing that and exercising and eating healthy, we should really be talking to our doctor about all of this stuff for a comprehensive approach.
Well, they always somebody asks, what medications are you on? But we don't always think of the over-the-counter stuff included in that list of things, right?
That's exactly right. You bring up an excellent point. A lot of people don't think of those over-the-counter medications. So we have to think of those as well. And yep, absolutely, talk to our doctor about those.
Right, because they can give us they can read us through that fine print, because I've opened up that 5-page little pill thing that tells me all the things that are possible with it. And sometimes you get kind of lost with it, and you trust maybe the front part of the box, which may not give you all the information. Let's talk a little bit about how people are, you know, managing their health at home. I guess we want to still encourage them to get to their doctors if that's available.
That's right. I mean, you know, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and it's actually one of the reasons why healthcare is even that much more important in some ways. You know, when it comes to African Americans and blood pressure, which is what we're talking about there, African Americans, there are healthcare disparities, and it's something that we really can't forget. You know, African Americans, for example, die from heart disease more than Caucasians. African Americans age 35 to 64 are 50% more likely to have high blood pressure than Caucasians. So, to that end, not only is talking to our doctor important, as you have so correctly mentioned, and a holistic heart health approach, but I'm really excited to partner with Tylenol, who is also partnering with local affiliates of the National Urban League, really to provide educational materials and resources for communities that have disproportionate levels of high blood pressure, so that we can kind of deal with blood pressure and heart health in a comprehensive way. This is really important.
It's also one of the things that if you have it, there's a way to keep it under control, and even at some point, you limit it. So you're really in control of someone that says you have high blood pressure. There's things you can proactively do.
That's exactly right. And I think that's important for everyone to remember, is that what we do does play a big role in our blood pressure. Absolutely.
What are some of the things, I guess, if you have the high blood pressure, what does that lead to? What are the things that are happening in your body where this is really being detrimental?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent question. So blood pressure really can do a number on your body, if I can be so frank. You know, we do know that uncontrolled blood pressure can lead to things like heart attacks or strokes, but it can lead to so many other things as well, kidney disease, you name it. You know, keeping our blood pressure in control really couldn't be more important, and it's part of an overall sort of prong in the wheel, or rather a spoke in the wheel of keeping our heart healthy and our bodies healthy. So if everyone can kind of remember that, you know, controlling blood pressure is more than just the blood pressure. It's about our heart. It's about our brains. It's about our organs. It's about so much. I'm hoping that will encourage people to not only take it seriously, but really take this holistic approach.
Where can people get some more information and get them on the right track today?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. I recommend going to Tylenol.com, but also I also recommend talking to your doctor.
That's good. And make sure you get those annual checkups to see where you are, because somebody thinks, oh, I don't have high blood pressure, but you never know what's going to happen year to year, and things could change in your life and the way we've been maybe changing our lifestyle this past year. Maybe it kind of triggers something that we didn't know about. So always good to visit your doctor, as they say. Well, Dr. Den, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing some good news.
Thank you.